For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
Bam!
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Can you hear me, Marcos?
Yeah, I can hear you, dude. Can't hear Tobin, though.
Can't hear Tobin.
Yeah. It says that he's muted. I'm not sure if that's something that he can control or J-Fig, but what a swell start for my return, baby. Leroy, how you been, dude? Okay. It says, as I attempt to unmute Tobin, can't unmute your guests because they choose to mute themselves. He's getting angry.
Yep.
This is what happens when you show up 3 seconds before the show, Frog Boy.
He's calling me on the... I see you. This is... Okay, now I can hear you. You said this is what
we
shows up
you.
when you call or you show
now.
Up 3 seconds.
Oh, you can hear me now? Oh, okay. So this is... Oh, okay. So just so we're clear.
Yeah.
You messed up.
All right. That's fair.
Okay. Oh, minus one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Minus one.
For sass.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
The funny part is the whole time while he was calling Tobin out, he was like looking over at the buttons,
trying to figure out what
wouldn't happen if it was a crowd or comedy show. I know that.
Oh no!
Now that we're second potato, you know, that we're we're not the meal ticket anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are lucky I showed up today.
Where have you been? What are they sending you now? The Apopka? Where's the next tour?
The next one is August 25th in Orlando at the Orlando Funny Bone. And
I'd like
to say thank you to Tampa because Detroit had me feeling like I wasn't funny. Tampa? Okay, maybe I may be a little funny. Detroit had me feeling like I'm going to be behind that board forever.
The opening act is getting better. You feel like it's getting crisp.
Yeah, it was such a good time that by the end of the night, two people took a picture with me.
Ooh.
Wow.
Big time.
Yes. One of them was my brother. Yes.
Oh, you got to start somewhere. At least he wants it.
Yeah, right?
I didn't know what this was. And then I pushed the button and almost blinded myself.
What? Yeah, what was that? I saw you with a strobe light.
Fonz does, like, he films commercials and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so that
videos.
Was okay. I thought that was your cell
light.
Phone.
No.
Oh.
So
seems like you're signaling something.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to get rescued from an island.
Yeah. Mm. So, Tobes, is it any better there?
Okay.
Let me tell you something, man.
You know what's funny? Ward texts me and asked me if I was there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, he should be here today.
I'm not there. Huh?
He should be here today. It's Michigan State, dude.
He's there. He was asking me if I was there.
No, I know. I'm just, I'm sure I'll see him patrolling around today.
Isn't it crazy that I've known him for over 40 years?
That is pretty wild.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild.
Even for, we played against each other in Little League and then played on all the All-Star teams together. Then we played against each other in high school. In fact, the recruiter, when we were playing, he was there to see Ward because Ward was like the Gatorade Player of the Year defensively or something like that. Hmm. And I had a good game against them, and so then he started recruiting me. So I don't even know if they were even recruiting me before that game. Then we went to college together. Yeah, it's crazy.
He got his new ring yet? Have they gotten the rings yet?
Usually they get them right before the camp starts. So, they might have them.
Ooh, I'm going to look for that. See if I can see some Michigan hardware.
They might have them. But, yeah, you want to talk about just cool dude? He ain't got no anger in him. He's just laid back, mellow.
Seems like the perfect guy. Seems like the perfect guy to ask him if he likes training camp tweets.
No. Remember his last training camp last year with Harbaugh.
Well, it's not Harbaugh. Harbaugh is full Harbaugh right now with the Chargers. I was like watching some quote from him today where he goes, "Today is like leaving the womb." I'm like, what?
Dude, I'm telling you, like, people think this is a stick. He's been like this forever. He is being him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not nothing new for anybody who knows him who have talked to him.
Crazy. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
So training camp rolls on today for your Miami Dolphins in Miami Gardens. 10:40-ish, it looks like they take the field. No Mike McDaniel presser this morning, but we will hear from...
No, that's pretty late, I want to say.
Is it?
Usually in the summer, you want to get in. Well, keep in mind, they only have one practice, right?
Yes, they only have one practice, but I do believe that you are correct because I think that, I don't know because
we get everything. We used to start practice at like, because it was so damn hot, we used to start practice at like 8.
Yeah.
And then you get done about 10:30 and then you go for lunch and then you have meetings at 2:15 and then practice again at like 3:30. Right. So, but that's, first of all, it's 2-a-days, which I don't know.
They don't do that anymore.
Right. So that's a whole nother thing. Now, the cool thing was,
they barely have 1-a-days.
Yeah, this is how you know your coach was cool back in the day. Denny would never have 2 padded practices in 1 day. This was back then. Right? And Bill, he went 7 straight days, 2-a-days.
Sheesh.
In pads. Yeah, it was, dude, I would say trying to get your stripes on that team when he first came in, you felt like you did something. Now, we were exhausted when the season started. I said to one of my buddies, I said, "Hey man, are your legs still sore?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "We got a game to play today." Yeah, that was brutal.
What else we got? Former Dolphins center Connor Williams, he passed a physical with the Seattle Seahawks. He's in negotiations with them, but no deal imminent. He is speaking to other teams, but it looks like the Dolphins' former center will find a new home soon. Meanwhile,
just because he passed the physical, that doesn't mean he's ready for play. That's what I'm curious about.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. He looks like he'll be obviously finding a new team fairly soon. I think there's been some Patriots rumors around him as well. Jordan Love and the Packers. It seems like there's some momentum on the deal getting done there. I think that's kind of been the buzz, is that Jordan Love and the Packers are getting closer, as he is also doing a hold-in. He's there. He's just wearing a hoodie. But it is apparently, according to Diana Rossini, is making progress, and a deal is heading towards getting complete. So not done yet,
it's
though.
It's amazing. And I'm not comparing the talent of the two quarterbacks. I'm just comparing the situation. One guy sat for 3 years and played one season, so he's in his fourth year. Another guy had two pretty good seasons. One, he was before the maybe Thanksgiving, he was like, some people considered him for the MVP.
Right.
And the organization played defense against any progression the first 2 years.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And
weird situation.
The conversations about both quarterbacks, it's totally different. And I'm just, that's the part of this whole thing that baffles me about this. Like, the people that don't like Tua say, well, he's been here for 4 years and he hasn't done anything. Right? And like, wow, are we really going to do that to him? Like, I get it if you don't think he's the guy. But I was listening to the radio on the way in last night. They had some BetQL and they had a guy from Baltimore. And asked him flat out, do you think Lamar Jackson can win you a Super Bowl? And he said no.
Who said that?
When I was listening to radio yesterday.
Some BetQL guy?
Yeah, no. They interviewed a reporter from Baltimore.
Oh, I was about to say. Well, anyway, a bunch of hacks.
Right, but so, like, I just wonder. Like, we have to get away from this quarterback can win us a Super Bowl, and get closer to the aspect of this guy can play an integral part in us winning a Super Bowl, right? Because those guys and those people don't exist anymore. Like, one of the greatest passers to ever play didn't win a Super Bowl. And we should be familiar with that, yet we are the organization and the fan base that thinks you got to have a quarterback that is the reason why you win a Super Bowl.
Hell, the guy in the building that I'm in right now, I know 18 got two of them, but he only got one of them here.
Right. And guess what?
He was coattail riding.
You want to talk about. Ooh. Right. They call him two-time. Look, ooh, this is crazy. And I'm going to say this, but it's factual. Eli did more for his two championships than Peyton did for his.
Yeah, I agree.
Think about that.
Yeah, he's got two of the most iconic Super Bowl throws.
Best to ever do it, right? And so, like, when you hear all these different stories about quarterbacks and what, can Josh Allen win you a Super Bowl? He hasn't.
I don't know. I think he could if he wasn't such a knucklehead.
But my point is, think of the conversations if we go through the league about these quarterbacks, right? And how many of them you can say without conviction can win you a Super Bowl? And why do we put that on our quarterback?
I don't know, but you know, I was thinking about this yesterday, and I'm like, I don't think that this, like, we spend so much time on this with Tua about, you know, whether he could be the reason, and I don't think he's a top 20 concern on the team right now.
Right.
Thinking about it and thinking where they're going into this thing and thinking about how many unknowns there are on the defensive side of the football, knowing that their left tackle is a ticking time bomb, knowing that I don't really know how the rest of the line is going to shake out, not knowing whether or not Jalen Phillips or Bradley Chubb will beat science. You know, all of these things are way more of a hindrance and an unknown to the Miami Dolphins and whether or not they are going to be able to pull off what they need to pull off this year. And yet we spend so much time talking about this. And
about
I'm thinking
of it that don't really matter at this point because you got more.
It's not that it doesn't matter, but
I'm not concerned about it.
I think the guy's good enough. I mean, you guys can debate about it and we can have tickle fights over it all you want. But like, there's way bigger issues that I'm concerned about with this team than the quarterback. Like, it's just. That's just the facts of it. I don't know, right. Like how many. I get it. It's the thing that always draws the attention. But you know, I believe Calais Campbell will be awesome. But they just got rid of a 100 tackle defensive tackle and replaced him with an old man, a very menacing old man. But I don't know if he's going to be as good.
Right. And my question. My question would be this. Not only did you lose a lot of pieces, which to some extent, I'm going to say this. The fact that there's a lot of guys that are coming into this organization that didn't play last year, that maybe them picking up the new system will be easier as a whole. Right? And so from that standpoint,
they all seem very,
I think the change in system, the change in mindset defensively, along with the missing key pieces, right? I'm just curious to see how that's all going to come together early. Eventually, it'll get there. Okay? And so here's where you need a team. Because as they figure out what they can do, how they can do it, and with whom they can do it with, the offense is going to have to keep this team together. And so that's why you look at things, you know, usually, and here's the kicker, usually the highest scoring team doesn't have the best defense, right? That's just like, so what is your team going to look like, you know, going into – counterpoint, usually the team with the best defense don't score a whole bunch of points.
Yeah, it's just kind of a flow of the game.
But it's a team thing. You're playing to your strengths. So I think that is what I'm more interested in, is how that defense is going to be able to put it together. Because I got to tell you, you can say what you want about Vic Fangio. With all those injuries, they still kept games close.
We'll take a quick break. We are live here from Lucas Oil Stadium for the last of Big Ten Media Days. It is the Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
She's been telling me.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Misfits Boxing is coming to the James L. Knight Center in Miami on August 10th. We're giving you a chance to win your way in. We'll give away a pair of tickets today. The event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. Keep listening to our show for details on how you can win, as Miami Dolphins training camp is rolling on here today. We're here at Big Ten Media Days, courtesy of the Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. I will say, yesterday was quite the day as I was leaving the building, Leroy, because I ended up on the this bus with a gentleman. He was the, I guess he reps Nike. He's like the Nike rep for everybody. He was explaining to me that, you know, it's a great time to come here because he basically can get everybody's complaints all at one place. He doesn't have to go traveling to all the campuses.
Dude, I told you the Reebok story. Like, with the Reebok, man, I'm telling you. Because they don't, like, here's the kicker. Like, the shoes that some of the teams get are not the shoes you could go buy, and so you got to have those shoes tweaked. Because I remember one year in Cleveland when we had Nike, a lot of guys were playing with soccer shoes, right? But I couldn't jam my toes up in them soccer shoes, so I'm like, yo, what are we doing? You send me 30 pair of shoes
too narrow
I can't wear. And so
he was explaining to me a story.
Then I said, you know what? I'm wearing Jordans. And
just going with that.
From that day on,
he,
it was easier to get colors.
He was explaining to me, he's like, yeah, sometimes factories mess up. One time Iowa State got Iowa's cleats.
Yeah.
He goes, they mess up.
How about this? Like, you ready for this? That happened to our rings one year.
What?
We got our rings, and they had Minnesota M's instead of Michigan M's.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, we had to send them all back.
Nobody sent a prototype? That's crazy.
We live in a world where it's more important to have the job, not to do the job. Think about that. It's more important to have the deal than to actually fulfill the deal.
Mm-hmm. So I'm on this bus with him, right? And, you know, sorry, I don't really care about shoes. But he was talking about, somehow he mentioned, he goes, yeah, you know, wish sometimes, you know, I could go visit, you know, my campus, even though, you know, there's probably bigger programs, obviously, that have Nike. He goes, you know, it's probably more important to spend time with Alabama than it is Arizona, even though it's my alma mater. I'm like, I get that. I'm like, wait a minute, you're an Arizona guy, huh? And then I just kind of look at him and go, Bella Larson? He goes,
oh.
And then he perks up.
Wait. So, hold on. Let me get this. Frog boy.
Yeah.
Here's what our guy's doing. So we've had, now, he's talked to Nike Man, and he's talked to the coach, Lincoln Riley. In some kind of way, it all got tied back to what's going on in Miami, whether they wanted to or not.
That's right. That's good. That's good journalism.
Lincoln Riley didn't want to talk about it. All of a sudden, Lincoln Riley is talking about a player that Miami drafted.
Yeah, smart, man. He's good.
Well, so, I mean, it's just, oh, dude, what did he say? He goes, Pelle Larsson. I've never even heard this term for a player before. He goes, he's full of piss and vinegar.
What? He
plays with an edge. I was like, oh, hey,
what?
You've heard that before. You've said it before.
Full of piss.
I don't think I have.
Vinegar.
I was like, wow.
You went to that well a few times?
I would have. I've got to use it now.
You know what?
Wow.
That also kind of, that's a subtitle of intangible.
Kind of.
Aggressive energy.
When you have to explain somebody's play,
that's impressive.
With words that don't associate with the sport, that's pretty much intangible. Like, you know, he does all the little things. Like when Spo says that, he makes basketball plays. I need him to make buckets, Spo. You scored 80. I don't want basketball plays.
Piss and vinegar.
That's tough. That is tough.
Why? Do you feel like I was wasting this man's time?
I just, I know you, and it don't matter. That's what you want to know. And that's fine. You let him talk about all his other schools, and fair point. I'm going to say this. Hmm? This will let you off the hook. He brought up Arizona, that's not right. So once he brought up Arizona, that means every Arizona player that may or may not be in Miami is fair game.
Well, then I was like, oh, Keyshawn Johnson. He goes, athlete. I'm like, that's right.
Wow.
He
is.
Tell me more.
This is great.
This is great.
This was my talk yesterday on the shuttle home to
the downtown. Shuttle? Is it far?
I've walked it one day. I walked it the first day because I didn't know where the hell the shuttle was. And it was like 20-minute walk.
Oh, okay.
That
well,
is
the same as like.
It's like a mile.
Dude, how about this? When you go to Vegas, you could be staying in the hotel right next to Radio Row.
Yep.
And it take you 30 minutes to get there. In the next casino. Is
yeah. There,
oh.
But if you're on a shuttle, it takes like 2 seconds. So it was nice. Okay. They got nice shuttles. Okay. And they don't and I have to wait for everybody. They're like, oh, 2 people here? Cool, let's go. They don't make you sit there and wait. But,
well, because they probably have, what, 2 or 3 shuttles in rotation, and they just keep them going?
They had we were on the shuttle today with a bunch of Oregon Ducks. They're all hopped up and happy because they took.
I got to tell you, Michigan got a big booster in Stephen Ross. Oregon got the biggest, right?
Fancy locker rooms. They're the OG. Yeah. I feel like Oregon was the first place that was like, oh, this is how college football is going to be now.
Well, no, because, I mean, they got Phil Knight.
I know, but they had remember it was such a big deal?
State of the art facility. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like the fanciest facilities, new unis, all that stuff. Yep. New unis every game. But, they're perusing around here. Everybody's got their quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, who came, I think, what did he come from, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
So he's got the all white suit with the green tie. Very Oregon-y.
Oregon-y, yeah.
Very Oregon-y. They got the whole thing going.
I got to tell you, those when they wear those yellow uniforms, I'm out.
Out.
Too much. Like Big Bird out
there. That's how they tend to go, too much.
Remember, wait. And there's always a school that tries to emulate. Remember when Maryland? Because Maryland's Under Armour. That guy went to Maryland.
Yep.
Remember when he had them crazy helmets and uniforms and stuff with it?
Yeah.
And we were like, no.
Well, take a quick break.
Al Mackey said, their new uniforms look like actual ducks now. With the feathers on the helmet or on the shoulder pads. Yeah.
Yep. We'll take a quick break. We'll hear from a monster next. Nobody got no Mr. Roboto, Mata Unimade. Nobody got no Mr. Roboto, Inizu. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Frog Boy's back. So
that
nice of him to grace us with his presence.
Day when music was more theatrical.
Definitely was.
Yep.
Definitely was. So it is nice of you to show up, Frog Boy. It's been a while. I mean, have you enjoyed your time away?
Yeah, I have been spending some more time in different ventures. Prior to this, also, you were out for a week. So I was sharpening up my trivia skills.
Oh, Jesus.
I was hosting game shows left and right. It was brutal. But since then...
We did Family Feud.
Oh, man, it was great. It was great. We've done that
song.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the animal game again?
Oh, no, I ran out of animal sounds. So.
Damn it.
Got to bring that one back soon. I ended up also doing, I hosted an open mic, if you will, as I asked for dad jokes from guests in order to win tickets. You can
imagine, worked twice.
You can imagine how well that went.
Wait, in fact,
yeah, for sure.
Tobin, this is how it went. The guy that won
Yeah.
Said, I don't want the tickets. I'm just here for the silly sauce.
I'm just here for the love of the game.
I like
it. For the love of the game.
I like it. Well, another man who's here for the love of the game. Sounds like a monster. Calais Campbell. He was speaking to the media yesterday after the first training camp, and he says this defense has it all.
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's that difficult. I think it's really just understanding the terminology, understanding kind of all the different things we can do, and it getting to a place where we can play free. And I think they did a really good job in the spring of really getting guys prepared. I could tell, like, especially in the D-line room, it's a clear understanding of what we want to do and what we can do. You know, a guy like Sealer, he's just a very cerebral guy and understands at a high level, and we're already talking about things we can do when we're out there together. And so it's kind of cool to see another, like, brilliant mind that understands the game at a high level. But, you know, I mean, this defense is a very, very interesting defense. You know, it's hard for office coordinators because we could just do so much, and we could do some things that, like, you know, look so different, but it's kind of similar, and just you could throw a lot of wrenches in the game plan just by small adjustments. And so really cool defense. You know, I think Coach Weave is, you know, another guy who just, you know, he gets it, understands, you know, at a high level on how to take advantage of it, and you know, I'm excited to go out there and compete for him.
I mean, how is this not the most menacing person that's ever walked the face of the earth?
Harvey Avery says he sounds like he eats small children for a protein.
Imagine if him and Zach Sealer go, if they go to, if they go try and go hunting together, people are going to think they've seen two Bigfoots.
It's absolutely amazing. Although part of me does feel like at any point he does want to let me know that it's a wonderful world.
Say that Satchmo.
What's better, that impression or my Godfather impression?
The Godfather one is my favorite.
I'm gonna make you an offer.
Was it Kermit?
It's Kermit.
It sounds like if Kermit the Frog does the hits.
Both.
Here's some more of him. He's saying what this defense makes so difficult about it being deceiving.
Yeah, I mean, the style of defense is really built off of, you know, off of being able to blitz different ways, you know, a lot of simulated pressures and then, you know, full out pressures and, you know, making it look like you're blitzing, but you're really not. You're only rushing four, but, you know, from an offensive mindset, it's a blitz because, you know, you got guys dropping, a lot of D-linemen drop. You know, I've almost caught a couple picks in this defense. You know, I've dropped a few, but, you know, batted balls, I take a PBU, you know. But this defense is unique in the sense that, like, anybody can do anything at any given time.
I'm trying to think of the last.
You know what? It sounds like we going back to a couple of years ago. 11 man up. That's terrifying because you know everybody ain't rushing. So your head is on a swivel because you don't know who's going to drop out. And this is a combination of that and zone blitz, right? So when you line 11 men up, you can't block bodies, you got to block positions, but you don't know who's coming or going. So if you go towards, take one step towards the wrong guy, the guy who's actually blitzing comes free, and you got 6 or 7 men in coverage, everybody's covered. So that's the whole point of that.
I'm just distracted by Croquetta King saying that Calais Campbell's voice sounds like Mahomes hitting puberty.
Point for Twitcher.
When is he going to hit puberty, right?
I don't know.
No, that's not. Hey, he called. That's not the old 86 Bears defense. The 86 Bears defense is, and basically the 86 Bears defense is basically what it's called. It's called a Bear defense. You have your guard, your center, and your other guard covered. You have one linebacker on outside of the tackle. You have another lineman or linebacker over the tight end and another linebacker outside of him, one linebacker in the middle. Bear defense.
Sounds like a bear.
Yeah.
If a bear can talk in the woods, it sounds like Calais Campbell.
But it seems like the way that they'll do it is that they'll do it from a lot of different personnel. So you might have three defensive linemen. And the cool thing about where they are is, keep in mind, Agba has played inside and outside. So if he lines up inside and drops off into the short flat, that's no big deal for him. You see what I mean? So they have a lot of flexibility in how they can do things based on the personnel they have in there. And that'll be a cool thing to see. But it seems as if, though, the way he's talking is going to look more like Brian Flores and less like Vic Fangio.
Some guy says, he Colt says, that's Boban reaching for fish snacks. I love that commercial.
This is great. Unlike, you know, sometimes Mike McDaniel could drag on, and not to make it about him, I'm going to love every time Calais Campbell speaks to the media. I'm going to be waiting on him to speak. I love this. This is great.
Can we have some more from him?
Yeah, this is him about how Hall of Fame would be an honor, but he thinks he needs a Super Bowl.
Huge, you know, and I'm a big football fan first and foremost before I'm a player, and you know, the next week, you know, I got a couple friends are getting in, you know, I mean, Andre Johnson, you know, Dwight Freeney, I mean, these guys are, you know, guys I've got, you know, great respect for and great relationship with, and you know, it would be cool to be there and watch them get inducted, but you know, I do have those aspirations, and yeah, I know that winning the Super Bowl would be monumental for that. And I believe this team has the capabilities to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, I mean, you know, the AFC is a gauntlet. A lot of talented teams that that want it just as bad as we do. And you know, I think we got to have that mindset that we got to go and just, you know, go take it from them. You know, and it's not going to be an easy route, but we got, you know, a great group of guys that are capable of doing the job. Just got to do it when the time counts. And right now, we're just building that foundation. But today is the worst we're going to be all year, you know. And that's the mindset we got to have, is that every day if we're working to get better, then this is the worst we'll be all season.
I love that. So
it's also keep in mind, usually the teams that make runs into the playoffs, deep into the playoffs, are the teams that are peaking at the end of the year, right?
Yep.
The Dolphins peaked like midway through the season.
Yeah, they did.
And then injuries and what have you. So
they peaked showing mercy to Sean Payton.
That's right. When it was, dude. That's when it was.
I would have to say that
should have went for the record. The injuries
having Tyreek running on half a leg.
That didn't help.
Waddle was banged up. And then keep in mind, and no real passing to the tight end. So you limited yourself. And you didn't run the ball when you should have. All things that, listen, everybody's got to learn. The offense coordinator, Mike McDaniel, and play calling. Everybody has to learn. Look at these situations. What could we have done, right, to put our team in a better situation to succeed? And my first suggestion would be, hey, I don't care how short those passes are. I don't want to risk stopping the clock.
Hell of a class going in next week. You got Dwight Freeney.
Yep.
Devin Hester and Andre Johnson, yep. The Canes reps. Julius Peppers.
Yep.
He was solid.
Yeah. Patrick Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Does that mean so the Hall of Fame game was like around the corner then? I didn't realize. Next week. Wow, that's crazy.
Next week?
Not this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Oh, no. They do it on it's on the 8th. Huh. Isn't it? It's on Thursday.
It is Bears versus Texans. And it's on Thursday, August 1st. So it's 2 days before the Hall of Fame now.
Next week.
Damn.
Yep.
Wow. So the crazy thing about this is, and I said this when it came out, this has nothing to do with Devin Hester. Right? But Eric Metcalf was Devin Hester. And he played running back. And was a 1,000-yard receiver. And has over 20,000 total yards.
Definitely has a case, bro.
Huh?
You got to be the guy to petition it or something like that. Because I had no clue.
Can I just tell you what pisses me off about sports? Right? We pick and choose when the numbers matter. And that really gets to me. If you want to make your case, you throw a whole bunch of numbers at me. If you want to make the opposite case with the numbers, you talk about other things.
Sure.
Right?
Wins. Clutch wins.
Right, exactly. And it's a crazy thing to me. But how many people that have 20,000 total yards that don't play quarterback aren't in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Think about that. It's like You don't even like. I just hate when people don't make no damn sense. Grown ass people, for whatever reason, get their feelings hurt, or they don't like somebody, or whatever. It's supposed to be impartial. You're supposed to be voting on who belongs amongst the greatest and elite in the league that do what they do. And that's why baseball is where it is. The Hall of Fame is a joke.
I think it's, I agree with you, because like, look how long it took to get, you know, Zach Thomas in. You know, it was like one of these things where, you know, something has to wake it up. So maybe like Hester getting in will open eyes to the past on him, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's that. It's just crazy. Like that, dude, like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to take Zach Thomas's numbers, put them up against the Hall of Famers, and say, wow, okay, wow, he belongs in this group. It took him that long to figure that out? Like, no. So when people say, I have a problem with the people that elect people to Hall of Fames, yeah, I do. Because whether you like the guy or you don't like the guy, nobody give a damn whether you like him. That's not your job. Your job is to determine whether he belongs amongst the elite of the elite to ever play that sport. And if you can't do it, you shouldn't have a vote. Whether you had a bad relationship with the guy or he wasn't nice. It's like the Terrell Owens thing. I don't give a rat's ass if you couldn't stand Terrell Owens. That dude's numbers spoke for themselves.
Take a break. Our Tua coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Frog Boy's back. So
that
was, nice of him to grace us with his presence.
Back in the day when music was more theatrical.
Definitely was.
Yep.
Definitely was. So it is nice of you to show up, Frog Boy. It's been a while. I mean, have you enjoyed your time away?
Yeah, I have been spending some more time in different ventures. Prior to this, also, you were out for a week. So I was sharpening up my trivia skills.
Oh, Jesus.
I was hosting game shows left and right. It was brutal. But since
we
then,
we did Family Feud.
Oh man, it was great. It was great. We've done that song. Mm-hmm.
Did you do the animal game again?
Oh no, I ran out of animal sounds. So.
Damn it.
Got to bring that one back soon. I ended up also doing. I hosted an open mic, if you will, as I asked for dad jokes from guests in order to win tickets. You can
that
imagine.
Worked twice.
You can imagine how well that went.
In fact,
yeah, for sure.
Tobin, this is how it went. The guy that won,
yeah,
said, "I don't want the tickets. I'm just here for the silly thoughts.
I'm just here for the love of the game.
I like
for
it.
For the love of the game.
I like it." Well, another man who's here for the love of the game sounds like a monster. Calais Campbell. He was speaking to the media yesterday after the first training camp. And he says this defense has it all.
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's that difficult. I think it's really just understanding the terminology, understanding the kind of all the different things we can do, and get to a place where we can play free. And I think they did a really good job in the spring of really getting guys prepared. I could tell, like, especially in the D-line room, it's a clear understanding of what we want to do and what we can do. You know, a guy like Sealer, he's just a very cerebral guy and understands at a high level. And we're already talking about things we can do when we're out there together. And so it's kind of cool to see another, like, brilliant mind that understands the game at a high level. But, you know, I mean, this defense is a very interesting defense. You know, it's hard for offense coordinators because we could just do so much. And we could do some things that, like, you know, look so different, but it's kind of similar. And just you could throw a lot of wrenches in the game plan just by small adjustments. And so really cool defense. You know, I think Coach Weave is, another guy who just, you know, he gets it, understands, you know, at a high level on how to take advantage of it. And you know, I'm excited to go out there and compete for him.
I mean, how is this not the most menacing person that's ever walked the face of the earth?
Harvey Avery says he sounds like he eats small children for a protein.
Imagine if him and Zach Sealer go, if they go try and go hunting together, people are going to think they've seen two Bigfoots.
Yep.
It's absolutely amazing. Although part of me does feel like at any point he does want to let me know that
it's a wonderful world.
Say, that Satchmo.
What's better, that impression or my Godfather impression?
The Godfather one. This is my favorite.
I'm gonna make you one up for you.
Was it Kermit?
It's Kermit.
It sounds like if Kermit the Frog does the hits.
Both.
Here's some more of him. He's saying what this defense makes so difficult about it being deceiving.
Yeah, I mean, the style of defense is really built off of, you know, off of being able to blitz different ways, you know, a lot of simulated pressures and then full out pressures and, making it look like you're blitzing, but you're really not. You're only rushing four, but, you know, from an offensive mindset, it's a blitz because, you know, you got guys dropping, a lot of D linemen drop. You know, I've almost caught a couple picks in this defense. You know, I've dropped a few, but, you know, batted balls, I take a PBU, you know. But this defense is unique in the sense that, like, anybody can do anything at any given time.
I'm trying to think of the last.
You know what? It sounds like we're going back to a couple of years ago. 11 man up. That's terrifying because you know everybody ain't rushing. So your head is on a swivel because you don't know who's going to drop out. And this is a combination of that and zone blitz, right? So when you line 11 men up, you can't block bodies, you got to block positions, but you don't know who's coming or going. So if you go towards, take one step towards the wrong guy, the guy who's actually blitzing comes free, and you got 6 or 7 men in coverage, everybody's covered. So that's the whole point of that.
I'm just distracted by Croquetta King saying that Calais Campbell's voice sounds like Mahomes hitting puberty.
Point for Twitcher!
When is he going to hit puberty, right?
I don't know.
No, that's not. Hey, he called. That's not the old 86 Bears defense. The 86 Bear defense is, and basically the 86 Bear defense is basically what it's called. It's called a Bear defense. You have your guard, your center, and your other guard covered. You have one linebacker on outside of the tackle. You have another lineman or linebacker over the tight end and another linebacker outside of him, one linebacker in the middle. Bear defense.
Sounds like a bear.
Yeah.
If a bear can talk in the woods, it sounds like Calais Campbell.
It seems like the way that they'll do it is that they'll do it from a lot of different personnel. So you might have three defensive linemen. And the cool thing about where they are is, keep in mind, Agba has played inside and outside. So if he lines up inside and drops off into the short flat, that's no big deal for him. You see what I mean? So they have a lot of flexibility in how they can do things based on the personnel they have in there. And that'll be a cool thing to see. But it seems as if, though, the way he's talking is going to look more like Brian Flores and less like Vic Fangio.
Some guy says, Heat Colt says, that's Boban reaching for fish snacks. I love that commercial.
This is great. Unlike, you know, sometimes Mike McDaniel could drag on, and not to make it about him, I'm going to love every time Calais Campbell speaks to them. I'm going to be waiting for him to speak. I love this. This is great.
Can we have some more from him?
Yeah, this is him about how Hall of Fame would be an honor, but he thinks he needs a Super Bowl.
Huge, you know, and I'm a big football fan, first and foremost, before I'm a player. And, you know, the next week, you know, I got a couple friends are getting in, you know, Andre Johnson, you know, Dwight Freeney. I mean, these guys are, you know, guys I've got, you know, great respect for and great relationship with. And, you know, it would be cool to be there and watch them get inducted. But, you know, I do have those aspirations. And, you know, I know that winning the Super Bowl will be monumental for that. And I believe this team has the capabilities to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, I mean, you know, the AFC is a gauntlet. a lot of talented teams that that want it just as bad as we do. And you know, I think we gotta have that mindset that we gotta go and just, you know, go take it from them. You know, and it's not gonna be an easy route, but we got, you know, a great group of guys that are capable of doing the job. Just gotta do it when the time counts. And right now we're just building that foundation. But today is the worst we're gonna be all year. You know, and that's the mindset we gotta have. Oh. Is that every day if we're working to get better, then this is the worst we'll be all season.
I love that. So
it's also keep in mind, these are the teams that make runs into the playoffs, deep into the playoffs, are the teams that are peaking at the end of the year, right?
Yep.
The Dolphins peaked like midway through the season.
Yeah, they did.
And then injuries and what have you. So
they peaked showing mercy to Sean Payton.
That's right. When it was, dude. That's when it was.
I would have to say that
should've went for the record. Injury,
the injuries, having Tyreek running on half a leg.
That didn't help.
Waddle was banged up. And then keep in mind, and no real passing to the tight end. So you limited yourself. And you didn't run the ball when you should have. All things that, listen, everybody's got to learn. Everybody's got to learn. The offense coordinator, Mike McDaniel, and play calling. Everybody has to learn. Look at these situations. What could we have done, right, to put our team in a better situation to succeed? And my first suggestion would be, hey, I don't care how short those passes are. I don't want to risk stopping the clock.
Yeah, hell of a class going in next week. You got Dwight Freeney.
Yep.
Devin Hester and Andre Johnson, yep. The Canes reps. Julius Peppers.
Yep.
He was solid. Yeah.
Patrick Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Damn. Does that mean so the Hall of Fame game was like around the corner then? I didn't realize. Next week. Wow, that's crazy.
Next week?
Not this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Oh no. They do it on it's on the 8th. Huh. Isn't it? It's on Thursday. Close.
It is Bears versus Texans. And it's on Thursday, August 1st. So it's 2 days before the Hall of Fame now.
Next week.
Damn.
Yep.
Wow. So the crazy thing about this is, and I said this when it came out, this has nothing to do with Devin Hester, right? But Eric Metcalf was Devin Hester, and he played running back and was a 1,000-yard receiver and has over 20,000 total yards.
Definitely has a right? case, bro.
Huh?
You got to be the guy to petition it or something like that. Because I had no clue.
Can I just tell you what pisses me off about sports? Right? We pick and choose when the numbers matter. And that really gets to me. If you want to make your case, you throw a whole bunch of numbers at me. If you want to make the opposite case with the numbers, you talk about other things.
Sure.
Right?
Wins. Clutch wins.
Right. Right, exactly. And it's a crazy thing to me. It's a crazy thing to me. But how many people that have 20,000 total yards that don't play quarterback aren't in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Think about that. I just hate when people don't make no damn sense. Grown-ass people, for whatever reason, get their feelings hurt or they don't like somebody or whatever. It's supposed to be impartial. You're supposed to be voting on who belongs amongst the greatest and elite in the league that do what they do. And that's why baseball is where it is. The Hall of Fame is a joke.
I agree with you because, like, look how long it took to get, Zach Thomas in. You know, it was like one of these things where, you know, something has to wake it up. So maybe, like, Hester getting in will open eyes to the past on him, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just crazy. Like that, dude, like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to take Zach Thomas's numbers, put them up against the Hall of Famers, and say, wow, okay? Yep. Wow, he belongs in this group. It took him that long to figure that out? Like, no. So when people say I have a problem with the people that elect people to Hall of Fames, yeah, I do. Because whether you like the guy or you don't like the guy, nobody give a damn whether you like him. That's not your job. Your job is to determine whether he belongs amongst the elite of the elite to ever play that sport. And if you can't do it, you shouldn't have a vote. Whether you had a bad relationship with the guy or he wasn't nice. It's like the Terrell Owens thing. I don't give a rat's ass if you couldn't stand Terrell Owens. That dude's numbers spoke for themselves.
Take a break. Our Tua coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.